This gentleman, our next item of business is other business. Our first item of other business is Sunset Harbor, conditional use number 1612, revised site plan on Route 357.
This is a revised multifamily project site plan for detached single-family units. The revisions include the removal of one unit for a new total of 86 units. A swimming pool and clubhouse have been added, and an entrance feature has been added. The pool and clubhouse are located in the area where Unit 1 was originally. The entrance feature is a gate-type structure that is approximately 23 feet in height. Appears to also have streetlight-type structure with a sign across the top identifying the development. And propane tanks have been installed under the berms within the right-of-way of Erie Avenue. The berms are landscaped. Public Works has signed off on that plan. And the developers also provided a landscaping plan part of the package.
Chairman, I have a question about this.
Sure.
And I know someone from the applicant is here. The gated type structure, the entrance, is that shown on these plans to be gated, or is it just a clear entryway?
Well, let's find out. There's someone here with an interest in this application. I thought there might be. Finally, state your name.
Yes, sir. It's Frank Key with Caldera Properties.
How you doing?
Good, okay. Thank you.
And did you hear Mr. Smith's question?
Yes, I believe I did. The gates are actually further back in the site than the entry feature itself. The entry feature is set back 25 feet from the Cedar Neck Road right-of-way, per the sign ordinance. The gates, you go all the way to the end of Erie Avenue where you make the right-hand turn to go into the site itself. And after you get 50 feet around that corner, the gates would be set there. Then extra pavement has been added and an extra lane so that you can bail out and make a turn to get back out again if the gates don't open.
The reason why I asked the question, I just wanted to make sure that you knew nothing will be done to abrogate the condition number 12 that was implied by the commission as well as county council about access to the boat ramp and launch area.
No,
so if this is gated, there'll be a Knox box or something like that.
Yeah, we've met with the fire marshal. They have certain requirements that were, like that. I think it's a siren-activated system, but we'll meet all those requirements.
Great.
And then the boat ramp and so forth is set up properly, and everybody that has access to it will.
Right. Yeah. Just wanted to bring that out.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this revised site plan, my motion is for Sunset Harbor conditional use number 1612 is approval as a revised site plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Sunset Harbor conditional use 1612 revised site plan on Road 357. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.